It's August 26th, and the Gizmondo is still not out. My name is Cyril Michel, and you must be listening to Radio Free Gaming. On today's show, we have a major announcement from one of the biggest game companies in the world. We talk to a guy camping in line Electronic Boutique to be the first to buy the Xbox 360. We read more viewer mail, we fist fight over Narc, and we try to figure out just what G4 is doing sponsoring our broadcast. All this and more on the second episode of Radio Free Gaming. Hello, my name is Cyril Lachelle, and you are listening to Radio Free Gaming, the show dedicated specifically to running defunct games into the ground with mediocre interviews and a low-budget production value. Obviously, you came for the free donuts and coffee. All joking aside, I'm told we have a packed show with a major announcement right up front. Apparently, the news opener I was so fond of last week did not test well with the audience. According to management, we won't be reading the news this week, but instead spending a little extra time with a new segment called Business Card Patrol. Wait, Business Card Patrol? You're replacing my new segment with something about business cards? You've got to be kidding me. I know the news was a little dull last week. I'm the first person that'll tell you that. But why not just replace me with the sound of grass growing or an hour of the ambiance of bowling? This is just ridiculous, guys. A real mistake. Anyway, instead of jumping on the old news, I'm supposed to introduce the newest sponsor, G4, TV for Gamers. Wait, didn't we make fun of G4 last week in this news section? Is this retaliation? Should I be worried about my job, guys? Anybody? Seriously. Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. We have a new batch of viewer mail to respond to, an audio note for Narc, a major spoiler alert, and a phone call with a guy camping in front of Electronic Boutique for the Xbox 360, all coming up after this short message from G4. I can't believe I just said that. It's a week of exciting shows on G4 TV for Gamers. Tune in and watch MTV's Bill Bellamy and 90210's Tiffany Amber Thiessen as they team up to take down the bad guys in Fastlane, a cop drama with attitude. Then stay tuned for Formula D, the first series to showcase the competitive high-speed motorsport of drifting. We follow that up with Street Fury, featuring the cars you want and the girls you can't have. Tune in all weekend for a full marathon of Anime Unleashed, all on the only channel for gamers, G4.
This is Radio Free Gaming.
Hey, welcome back to Radio Free Gaming. We have a first-time guest on the show today, somebody we've been trying to get for the last few weeks. We welcome David Gore to our studios, a freelance writer who has a blog that spoils many of today's biggest games. Thanks for coming down to the studio, David. We're glad to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Cyril. Sorry I couldn't get here last week, just couldn't fit it into my schedule.
Well, if you don't mind telling our audience what you've been doing, I believe you were out of town getting the scoop on one of the biggest events of the year.
You caught me. Yeah, I was up at Microsoft's little gathering, getting the inside scoop on their Xbox 360.
Of course! I heard a few reports from that last week. Is there any inside information you can bring Radio Free Gaming? Perhaps something nobody else knows?
Oh, Cyril, can I ever. I was pulled away by a Microsoft staffer early on and given a list of the official prices of the Xbox 360. You heard me right, Cyril. Prices. Plural. Get this, there's going to be a $300 model and a $400 model all coming out on the same day. Is that wild or what?
Well, it's kind of old news. I'm pretty sure just about everybody knows this information by now. They made a big announcement and everything. Do you have anything new to add to this news?
Did you know the hard drive is going to be $100?
Yeah, it was all pretty big news a week ago.
Well, that's just great. Just my kind of luck.
Well, let's talk about Conker. You had the spoiler for Live and Reloaded several months before the game actually came out. A complete description nearly down to the exact camera angle and dialogue. Can you let us in on how you were able to get such a big scoop so early?
That's actually one of the stories we're most proud of. We had that on our front page months before GameSpot and IGN got around to reviewing it. Getting the ending was actually kind of tough. I had to think especially hard to remember what the ending of the Nintendo 64 version was and then accurately portray it on the website.
The Nintendo 64 version?
Oh yeah, they had the game out on the N64 years before it came out on the Xbox, making it a little easier to spoil the ending for everybody.
But are you really spoiling the ending if it's an old game?
Conker Live and Reloaded isn't old, it's brand new, baby.
Alright, well I guess you got me there. How about Metroid? I hear you have a spoiler about the upcoming Metroid game for the Revolution.
That is correct, Cyril.
Now, how can that be? The Revolution is over a year away, and we don't even know what the controller's gonna look like, or let alone any games.
Ah, Cyril, you're doubting me again. My sources have seen the finished script for Metroid Prime 3, and we have an exclusive that I doubt anybody is going to see coming.
Well, I can't wait. What's the big secret?
Okay, you aren't gonna believe this, but in the end, we learn that Samus is a woman. I mean, you go through the whole thing thinking you're some rough military stud, but you actually end up being a woman, a Sigourney Weaver type.
But we've known that ever since the first game back in the 1980s. That's hardly new information.
It's not? Everybody knows?
There are pictures of her all over the internet in sexy outfits. Simply using Google would have saved your sources a whole lot of time.
Gosh, I guess I didn't realize. I never actually played Metroid. Was it any good?
Yeah, David, they're classics. They all are. Huh, well, I guess if you don't have any other endings to spoil.
No, wait. I have another scoop. The top secret location of the new PSP Grand Theft Auto game is going to be in Liberty City, the same place as the third game.
Of course it is, David. The name of the game is Liberty City Stories. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come down and visit us on our second episode. We wish you and your website the best of luck, and you'll have to come back when you have another juicy spoiler worth talking about. We'll be back after this.
Tune in to G4 all weekend long as Victor Lucas and Tommy Tallarico review games they barely played in a full-on Judgment Day marathon. Watch as Tommy spends half the time talking about the sounds of footsteps and his hatred for role-playing games, while spending the other half reminding the audience that he used to make games. It's a full-on marathon of Judgment Day, the only review show on TV where the hosts readily admit they don't know what they're talking about. It's shows like Judgment Day that are only on G4, TV for gamers.
Our Friday regular Apo's Man from the Future, but we decided to give Future Boy a much needed day off. Instead, we're going back to a much simpler time, a time when we didn't know who leaked Valerie Plame's identity, people thought Rafael Palmero had never done steroids, and there was only one Willy Wonka movie. That's right, we're talking about March of 2005, the time when I documented my thoughts on the game of Narc. After spending years writing down notes for my reviews, I decided to update my system a little by recording audio notes with my trusty micro cassette recorder. What I'm about to play for you are my thoughts on the game over the course of a weekend. There are some things that might not be appropriate for all ages. Some listener discretion is advised. It's March 18th, 2005. Looks like it's about 5 p.m. I just got my copy of Narc in the mail, and I'm really looking forward to spending some time with it. I've decided to use this microcassette recorder to help me with my notes, so I'm going to stop trying to explain myself to this inanimate object and just play this thing. What a dummy. It's 6:34 p.m., and I've been at this game for about an hour now. Here's a question for you. Do you remember those aliens in Dark City? You know, the ones that spent their whole life making sure the world was dark? Well, it certainly seems like they had a hand in the development of this game. It's night all the time, like 24 hours a day. It's kind of depressing. If I remember correctly, this game has been in development for around 3 years now. I certainly hope that's not the case. It's about 9 p.m. I just got back from the store with a bottle of Jack Daniels. I've decided that in order to improve this experience, I'm going to have to take shots every time I hear this Curtis Mayfield song, Superfly. Man, I used to really like this song, too. Of course, I'm completely sober now and sitting here talking to myself. Well, maybe I'll feel like less of a loser when I've downed this thing. I would not be exaggerating if I were to tell you that this is literally the 20th time I had to listen to Superfly in the last 2 hours. It's just about every other song in this game, and it's really getting hard to think straight with all these shots. I tried to make popcorn earlier, but I forgot to turn on the popper machine thingy, and I burnt the butter. I'm starting to notice that no matter how much alcohol I drink, this narc experience isn't getting any better. What is getting better is this little microcassette recorder. This is just the cutest thing. Oh, those little tapes are so teeny tiny. Oh, yeah. I need to lay down. Hey, it's 11 a.m. Saturday, March 19th. I ended up drinking that entire bottle of Jack Daniels last night. At first, it was just because of that song, but I realized the more I drank, the less attention I was giving Narc. I'm not sure if it's the game or the hangover, but something is making me want to vomit. Well, it's 4 p.m. and I've decided to invite some people over to help me on my quest to review Narc.
Narc!
Yeah, well, they have some suggestions on how to make Narc
better.
Yeah, how to make it a better experience. Diane, I don't know what time it is, Diane. I've been shot. On balance, though, being shot is not as bad as I always imagined it might be. If you can manage to keep the fear from your mind, then again, I suppose you could say that about almost anything in life. It's not so bad if you can keep the fear from your mind. At a time like this, curiously, you immediately think of the things that you regret or the things that you would miss. I would like, in general, to treat people with much more care and respect. I would like to climb a tall hill, but not too tall. Sit in the cool grass and feel the sun on my face, but not too cool. I wish I could have cracked the Lindbergh kidnapping. I would very much like to make love to a beautiful woman who had genuine affection for me. I would like that very much. All in all, a very interesting experience.
Hey, dude, it's your turn.
I've noticed something. The more I play Narc, the less able I am to perform simple tasks. I was just in the kitchen trying to open up the fridge, but it wouldn't open. It wouldn't budge. It had me stumped until I noticed I was pulling on the wrong side. This is not the kind of thing I did before I experimented with Narc. I don't know what it is, but I feel like this game is making me more dumber. I've decided that I have a choice. I can sit here and play the rest of Narc, eventually getting to the end and experiencing the ending 2 years in the making. Or I could take these scissors and attempt to remove both my testicles without the help of any anesthesia. I'll be right back. I need to go get some scissors. They say you can't really review a game until you've played through it. Well, I've done just that, and I'm here to tell you that Narc is no good. It's the kind of game that'll turn you away from gaming altogether. The type of game where you pray for a power outage halfway through just to get the pain over with. We're talking pain like you've never experienced before. I suggest you go to GamingNexus.com and read my full review to see if there are any underlining aspects to this game.
Thanks for listening to my audio notes of NARC. I doubt I'll have a show of 5 months from now, but in case I do, I'm just going to throw it back to myself. I'm Cyril reporting from in front of my PlayStation 2. Back to you, Cyril.
Thank you, Cyril, for your interesting take on NARC. We hope you're given better games to review in the future. And again, if you're looking for the review, we suggest you head over to GamingNexus.com and read all about it. In the meantime, here's what you can expect on next week's show. Next week on Radio Free Gaming, we'll be revisiting E3 by way of musical number performed by death metal rockers Cannibal Corpse. We will talk to pet psychic Joan Winterborn on her cat's prediction for the Xbox 360. We will learn about a man who has decided to cut off his own hand in order to stop playing World of Warcraft. All this and viewer mail on the next episode of Radio Free Gaming. Welcome back to Radio Free Gaming. We're joined on the phone right now with Edward Jenkins, who is currently camped outside his local electronics boutique location in hopes of being the first to buy the Xbox 360. I appreciate you taking the time out of your waiting to talk to us. How are you doing at this point, Edward?
Whoa, we're on the radio right now?
Yes, Edward, this is Radio Free Gaming.
So, does that mean we're not on the radio?
Let's just move on. Edward, can you tell our listeners how long you've been sitting outside that electronics boutique?
I've been out here since the 1st of August, Cyril.
So, nearly a month. Can you explain why you've decided to wait in line for a month to get the Xbox 360?
Well, like you said in your introduction, I'm really hoping to be the first person to get the 360 when it comes out. I figured I had nothing better to do than sit out here and be the first in line.
Really? You didn't have anything better to do than sit in line for 3 months?
Yeah, well, you know, the Xbox 360 is more important than all that other stuff. It's not like I'm missing anything.
Well, what about all those summer movies? You're missing out on all the games coming out. And what about the soft touch of a lover? Aren't these things the things that you'd be giving up to sit outside for 100 days?
Well, I guess so. Have movies really been that good?
Well, getting back on topic, which SKU are you going to pick up when the system finally comes out?
I'm going to pick up the Xbox 360.
Oh, yes, I understand that. But are you going to go with the $300 model or the $400 value pack?
Wait. There's going to be two prices?
Well, yeah. Last week, Microsoft announced the price of the 360, which will come out at two price points. The $300 model will feature a corded control, a faceplate, and the standard audio-video cable. The $400 package...
$400?
Yes, the $400 version will feature a wireless control, a 20-gigabyte hard drive, the headset, a faceplate, an Ethernet cable, and an Xbox 360 remote control.
Huh? Well, I only expect to pay $300. How much is it going to be for all the extra cool stuff?
Well, an extra wireless control is $50.
$50? That's as much as a game!
Actually, the Xbox 360 games are going to be around $60.
$60? Well, at least I can sell my old Xbox to save a little money.
Are you planning on selling your game collection as well?
Heck no. I'll just play those on my 360.
According to Microsoft, only the most popular Xbox games will be playable on the Xbox 360, which means that a couple of your games may be useless.
Only the most popular games?
Edward, can I ask you a question? What do you do for a living that allows you to camp outside Electronics Boutique for nearly 3 months?
I'm currently unemployed, Cyril. I recently quit my job at the downtown Taco Bell. Finally had enough after 4 years.
Then if you don't mind me asking, how are you planning on paying for the Xbox 360?
That's actually something I hadn't even thought of.
Alright, so let's get back to why you're waiting in line. You say you want to be the first to own the Xbox 360... But since you're on the West Coast, won't you still be 3 hours behind anybody in the East?
What are you saying, Cyril?
Well, when 12 midnight rolls around and your store opens for business, won't the people in New York have had the system for 3 hours? At best, you'll be the first of the last people to get the system, won't you?
Wow. I guess I never thought of it that way.
And you're missing out on all the great games before November, like Burnout Revenge.
Yeah, that's true.
And I bet your friends are merciless when they're making fun of you, sitting out there all alone while they're at home cozying up with some hot coffee and summer reruns.
Hey!
I mean, what kind of loser camps out in front of a store during the hottest months of the year?
I don't have to take this abuse from you, you know. Screw that. I'm out of here.
Alright, well, I'd like to thank Edward Jenkins for enlightening us on why someone would want to sit outside for over 100 days just to get an Xbox. It sounded like he walked out from his camping spot, but we wish him the best of luck regardless of where he ends up. I would also like to thank David Gore for coming in and spoiling some of the big games for the summer. We'll be back on September 2nd with another big episode of Radio Free Gaming. Until then, my name is Cyril Lachelle, and I hope you keep smiling.